The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. I'm Roger Riddle, and in this segment, we hear from Robert DeJournette, the senior pastor at St. Ashworth Temple Church of God in Christ. Prior to the construction of the Innerbelt, the church was named the Wooster Avenue Temple Church of God in Christ, and Robert's family has been deeply involved in the church since its founding. He shares what it was like for the church to move and get reestablished in a new location, how the construction of the freeway changed the neighborhood, and how some families found themselves scorned through no fault of their own.
I just kept hearing them talk about it, that the Innerbelt is coming through, and it didn't click till later on. That's why we moved, because the church moved. We didn't really have no place to go. So we partnered with another church that was birthed out of our church. So we partnered with them, and then we rented a church over on Raymond Street, Wooster and Raymond. And we would have these building funds to build. And I remember there was two spots of land that they had up near here.
The church purchased one of the plots of land and began construction on a new building in 1978. The Reverend Chester A. Ashworth, the founding pastor of the church, had to navigate the buyout of the original location, the move, the purchase of the new land, and the construction of their new church home.
And I don't think they gave them much for the church, because why would we have to continue to raise all this money?
The church was fortunate that its members endured all of the moves and changes and helped it get reestablished and stable again. And initially, Robert even had a small sense of optimism for what the freeway could mean for the city. However, it was short-lived when it became apparent that the Innerbelt almost immediately didn't live up to the vision of its inception, and it would never be completed as originally planned.
So I didn't realize why we moved until later on, because I kept hearing this new Innerbelt is coming. I remember when it was constructed, and it was like, wow, this is something pretty neat, right? But then it was like, where do it go? where did it go?
And not only was the area affected by the construction of the Innerbelt, it was further pulled apart by an urban renewal project that produced a little known area of the city even today. If you head east on Euclid Avenue and drive under the Innerbelt, on the other side is a secluded area with AT&T and Huntington Bank offices. Robert remembers that area being full of homes.
Pretty sad, right? They put that industrial parkway down there where AT&T is, and it was like, you know, houses was there. So I remember, you know, kids and you know, walking in the streets and just gone. It's like now you're commercializing everything, right? So it just took away really the sense of community. So it was almost like it was just an extension to downtown, you know. And even when the Innerbelt was up and running, I don't even think it was a faster route to get anywhere, right? It was almost just like it was in the way. It was like, why? I mean, all for naught. And, you know, I know some of the reasons why now that the Innerbelt was implemented, because those who were in power didn't want to come through the neighborhood. So they wanted to build that fast way so they didn't have to deal with going through neighborhoods of people that didn't look like them. So now it's like, what a waste. What a waste. All those years and people who were impacted by that. And I don't have a good feeling about those times of those who were making those decisions. And it hits on home now, especially in light of what's been going on the last couple of years, you know, with George Floyd and all that. It just heightens the sensitivity to it.
Robert's statement rings clear and true, given the current tension in Akron at the time of this recording. Robert was a family member of Jalen Walker, and I recorded my conversation with him roughly 2 weeks before Mr. Walker was killed. The community affected by the construction of the Innerbelt feels the sting of the injustice of that situation over and over again, as with each new injustice, they are reminded of the past.
That just because you weren't in power or you were marginalized, you suffered at the hands of other folk. I don't even know if they cared about the impact of what that was going to do to families, because then families that couldn't afford to come up the hill and get houses from the money they gave them had to go to like subsidized housing. And then it just weakened that family, and the projects got more populated with more African-American folk. And although it was still a sense of community, but you know, you realize you didn't have as much. You realize you was poor, because, you know, the other kids, they would tease kids into projects, right?
And how do we begin to address those injustices?
I think some acknowledgement, you know, even in present day, some the ones of us, even leadership now, didn't have anything to do with it, but at least acknowledge, right? Because now you can bring some sense of closure or in the recovery mode by being able to express what the impact was on generations and families, so that people will know and people will recognize what was done. So moving forward, we can try to not allow stuff to happen again like that.
The Innerbelt Neighborhood Resident Stories are produced by me, Roger Rowe. Our executive producers are Liz Agbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Fred Wheat, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, and the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. And a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.